How to Neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today. More with livestock market economist Darrell Peel right after this.
Whether you raise food crops, forage, or livestock, there's a lot of good reasons to attend the Southern Plains Farm Show April 7th, 8th, and 9th. You'll see what's new in agriculture and great prizes, too. Register for the daily prize of $1,000 in show bucks, good for merchandise from exhibitors. Test drive and register to win a Hustler Sport Mower and search the whole show for refrigerator magnets with a key image to qualify for the final drawing for an Arcticat ATV. Free admission, free parking, the Southern Plains Farm Show at Oklahoma City State Fair Park.
This is going to be a long day for Scott Neufeld. The wheat is ready to harvest and the storms are in the forecast. Scott and his family will harvest enough wheat today to make almost 200,000 loaves of bread. The Scott Neufeld family, proud members of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, feeding and clothing the world, one farmer at a time.
We continue to have a lot of up in this marketplace. Livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel joining us today against the backdrop of stronger cash cattle prices and calf prices and yearling prices this week. According to the Texas Cattle Feeders Association, on Wednesday we sold cash cattle at $1.20 to $1.21. Some sales reported in Kansas as high as $1.23. Meanwhile, 500 to 600-pound steer calves, OKC West El Reno, hitting $1.59 to $1.70 at the top end. Meanwhile, we've got yearling cattle, the lighter-weight yearlings, from $1.29 all the way to $1.42. Dr. Peel says that seasonally speaking, that this is the time of the year that you normally see highest cattle prices in all of these categories.
Well, you know, it's the time of year when we expect to see a peak, again, seasonally, you know, more or less at this time for the lightweight grazing-type cattle. There's certainly a lot of interest in grazing cattle and in both the short-run sense as well as the longer-run implications of having high corn prices and high feedlot cost to gain. It's not clear yet whether this market is quite at the top. There seems to be plenty of demand. Certainly the supply of those cattle is quite limited, and so this market probably has some additional potential despite the fact that it's at record levels at this point in time.
Obviously, with strong calf prices and yearling prices, our cow-calf operators and stocker operators are making money. At the same time, you've got everybody else in the sector who looks like making money right now. Daniel Blunzer, Director of Research for Frontier Risk Management, says it this way. He says profitability is helping push prices up. Packers are making money. Cattle feeders are making money. And the meat is moving. We've never seen these kind of dynamics before when all sectors are profitable. Dr. Peel agrees. He says we're definitely in uncharted territory, and that always makes an ag economist a little nervous.
You know, one of the things that scares me the most as an analyst is to be sitting here with record-level cattle prices and suggesting that we still have room to go up. But as one assesses the overall situation, that certainly seems to be the case, particularly in the case of feeder cattle, which is where the tightest supply conditions exist and where the greatest amount of support is. I would think the one thing that probably is most important in terms of just how strong this feeder cattle, particularly the grazing-type cattle, demand will be over the next month will relate to forage conditions and the emerging drought conditions in the southern part of the country. If we get moisture and we see adequate forage conditions continue to develop, then I think we have potential for these prices to go even higher.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbors, it's coming. The Ratliff Ranch's annual spring bull and commercial female sale is set for 12 noon Saturday, April 2nd at the ranch in Vinita, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 650 head, including a powerful set of 150 Angus and Sem-Angus bulls, over 500 commercial females to sell as well. For more information, you can call Ratliff Ranch's 918-256-5561 or go to our website, www.oklahomafarmreport.com. Click on the auction button. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.